Dr. Christina Helmick is a lecturer in the Department of Politics and International Relations at the University of Reading. She is an expert on global terrorism and author of a new book on Al-Qaeda called From Global Network to Local Franchise. Christina, in the 10 years since 9/11, do you believe Al-Qaeda is in a weaker or stronger position?
Definitely weaker. This is probably a bold statement to make in the face of the latest shouting we have heard from various Al-Qaeda representatives threatening more serious attacks than what we have seen before, and this coming in the aftermath of the death of Osama bin Laden. However, I attribute this to the nature of the propaganda game that Al-Qaeda is involved in, and in that they continuously need to make a claim to show their continued relevance. However, from my perspective, they have become increasingly irrelevant since 9/11, and this particularly in the shadow now of the Arab Spring. However, a more conceptual point to be made is what is Al-Qaeda to begin with?
I wanted to ask you that. Is it a united group or different factions? How disparate an organization is it?
And that's a very important a point, actually, because there ultimately is no agreement on what Al-Qaeda is amongst experts, and that is actually something that has not changed since 9/11. There are those who have the idea of a coherent terrorist organization with a single leadership on top. And then there are those who would advocate the idea that it has since turned into a much more fractured group of a network of disparate groups acting independently in different parts of the world. Those who say it has always been a fairly leaderless jihad. So depending on what view you subscribe to, you would then make a certain threat level type analysis.
How do you think the death of Osama bin Laden has affected the organization or factions?
Right. This is at the core of your question is what was Osama bin Laden to Al-Qaeda? If we were to assume that he was the manager behind the attacks, which goes with the school of thought that sees Al-Qaeda as a coherent terrorist organization, then we have lost the manager. Such a position would be easily replaced by somebody who is equally good at planning or creative at planning attacks. Now, to my mind, Osama bin Laden was not the executive in chief, but really more the ideologue behind the global jihad movement or Al-Qaeda, and in that the person who was the face that communicated the idea of what was really why this jihad was carried out in the first place. And with that gone, I don't see anybody stepping into his position who would communicate Muslim grievances and the idea of advocating a defense of jihad in a similarly powerful way as he did.
How will Al-Qaeda mark the anniversary, do you think?
If I had a glass to look into the future, which unfortunately I don't. But an easy prediction to make is that they will try to appear as powerful as possible. So in their best case, our worst case scenario, they will try to plan or execute an attack that would have us all yearning for the days of Osama bin Laden. At risk of trying to foretell the future without knowing it for sure, I nonetheless don't think that's very likely. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, working from Yemen, for example, has been calling for a small homemade type attacks for several months now, particularly strongly and loudly in the aftermath of bin Laden's death. None of this has happened. Now, one could argue that this is mainly because people are waiting for 9/11 to then make a very bold statement. I think it's more a sign of just how irrelevant the group has become.
Thank you.